You are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Stay tuned for the Heartland Labor Forum, radio that talks back to the boss.
Step by step along this march, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly done.
Welcome to the Heartland Labor Forum, a weekly show of news, information, and commentary by and for the working people of Kansas City. This show is produced by a team of volunteers from a broad range of workplaces and unions and is sponsored by the Institute for Labor Studies at UMKC. The views expressed on the Heartland Labor Forum are ours and not necessarily those of KKFI, UMKC, or any of the unions involved.
Many stones can form an arch, singly done.
Tonight's show is being underwritten by American Federation of Government Employees Local 1336 and Boilermakers Local 83. We are the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest public employee union, proud to make America work, honored to serve the public, and appreciative of the Heartland Labor Forum. And this show is sponsored by the proud union Boilermakers Local 83 from Kansas City, Missouri, office, and Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. We thank our underwriters for their support to the Heartland Labor Forum and KKFI. On tonight's show, as Kansas City debates raising the minimum wage, we'll ask the question, by how much? Should it go to $15 an hour by 2020? We'll get the views from UMKC economist Peter Eaton, Jobs with Justices Justin Stein, and two fast food workers, and also, we'll get some arguments from the other side. In the news, Supreme Court decides to take up a case that could devastate public sector unions. Our feature at the end of the show is Economics Unmasked, in which Dane Zeller comes with the argument for raising the minimum wage as told by chickens and eggs. Now for the news.
All the news tonight from our side is courtesy of the Press Associates Incorporated. For the nation's public workers, the other shoe dropped June 30th